You're going to be outnumbered on that, though. Love it. All right, so it's been kind of a long day here. Where were we? You know, started off with Josh in the fourth round. You know, Josh had a good career at TCU, real top kid, strong, tough, fast. It's had good production down there, and so we had him as a receiver there at the top of the round. Then we had quite a bit of time on our hands, and you know, during that time, we ended up working out the deal with Tampa for LeGarrette, and I'm excited to have him here. I think he's a good football player. He's had a lot of production, and you know, I think he got in a situation last year where you know, they obviously went with Martin, but I think this guy's a good football player, and you know, happy to add him to our team. And then we took Buchanan from Illinois. He's had a good, productive career at Illinois. He's played with a lot of good pass rushers up there. And, you know, he's had production every year in a good conference. Been a very steady player. And finally, of course, Steve Beharnes, who's been a middle linebacker at Rutgers. Another real productive guy, real smart football guy. So we're battling away on the free agents. A lot of those guys out there, of course, it's kind of fast and furious with the post-draft signings, with all 32 teams trying to, you know, go after a lot of the same guys. So we'll see how all that plays out. But we're slugging it out there. And then hopefully by Monday we'll be able to, you know, get back to normal, get them in here next weekend, start rolling in the rookie minicamp, and you know, have a good month and a half of catching everybody up, and you know, start putting the team together on the field instead of just a bunch of names up there on the board. We'll actually see how it looks out there on the football field doing football. So looking forward to that too. So.
NFL Network interview today, you talked about sort of a redo at the receiver position with the two guys you drafted and then Danny coming in. I mean, how rare is that? And as you look at the potential wholesale change at the position?
I don't know, but, you know, look at the guys that have caught passes at that position. And, you know, we don't have a lot of them on our team. You know, Edelman and then, you know, a couple balls here and there. So, you know, we'll see how it all comes together. I don't know.
Is there any part of that that's invigorating for, you know, the coaching staff to get with a new group and try to get them, you know, up to where you'd have, like, let's say in 08, you know, after you had, like, a lot of that group returning from...
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, every year is exciting. Every year is challenging. You know, we've gone through that at other positions on our team. You know, we did that tight end position a couple of years ago. Did it at the running back position. And that's, you know, turned over. Certainly almost the entire defense other than Vince, you know, is turned over. So, you know, I think that's the specialists all turned over other than Steve, you know, that turned over a couple of years ago. So, you know, it's part of football.
Well, I know this isn't the first time that you've taken three guys from the same school in a draft, but what is it that is the thread between all three of them? Is it among all three of them? Is it the kind of thing that is it the school and the program and the coaching they got that you know of and that you're familiar with, or is there? Does it not piece together? Are there individual reasons, but somehow they tie together somehow?
Well, I think certainly it's coincidental to a degree, but you know, I just would say that the players, you know, I mean, I've known Coach Ciano for quite a while. I'd say that the players that he recruits and the program that he runs is in a lot of ways similar to what we do. So the fact that he's recruited those kids 4 to 5 years ahead of when they come into this league and then have been in a program that's in a lot of ways probably similar to ours, then, you know, it's probably not that surprising that we would like some of the kids that he's produced, both talent-wise and total makeup. So I would say certainly with this group, these three guys, they're all very bright. Football is important to them. They've all been productive. They're good. They're unselfish players. They work hard for the team. They do a lot of the, you know, little things in the game, like communication and special teams and all those type of things. So there's a common thread. You know, yeah, they're football guys that work hard at it, that have had good careers there and continue to get better because it's important to them. And you know, they're smart, instinctive players.
Bill, obviously there's a priority in getting younger players to produce more and more. How much of a head start does that give those three players in your system, assuming they make the team?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, you know, we have to get them into our system, let them start playing, learning, take some reps out there and see how it goes. I don't know. We're just going to coach them all the same, give them all the same opportunity, and evaluate what they do. I can't make any predictions or projections on anybody. Well, I mean, you know, everybody is their whole mosaic, and it's a big, you know, big jigsaw puzzle. It's a lot of pieces that go together. I don't think there's any one thing. You know, Josh has been a productive player. I think our grades were consistently on all the scouts that saw him pretty consistent. So I don't think that we saw him a lot differently from one scout to another, from one year to another, or one part of a year to another, or at the combine or at the, you know, training camp or during the season or all those things. I mean, he's been pretty consistent all the way through, you know, more so than other guys we could use as examples. So, but, you know, he had a strong combine, but, you know, he's been a good player in a good conference, and he's been productive. I think he does a lot of things well. You know.
Is that common to get a lot of consistency from all your scouts on one player?
I would think it depends on the player. If the player is consistent, I don't think it's common. If the guy's, you know, for whatever reason, not, then you see a lot of fluctuation. Sometimes that's, you know, it can be scheme changes. It could be injuries or, you know, something that's nagging him. It could be a guy who gains experience and does better. It could be a guy who, you know, maybe his senior year or whatever the circumstances are kind of slumps a little bit. Or his production, you know, slows down, especially at the receiver position. We all know a lot of that production is a function of the quarterback. So, you know, sometimes that looks like it's reflected in the receiver, but a lot of times there are the circumstances going on or change in offensive scheme and things like that. So, you know, they're all different. I don't know if there's any. But, no, I think we got plenty of guys that are consistent, and then we have other guys who, you know, some things are better than others. Some games are better than others. Some, you know, they're strong at one thing, not so strong at another. It's harder for a scout to, you know, evaluate that. You know, do you evaluate the good things? Do you, how much do you take down the down things? Are you in the middle? Can you straighten out the things that aren't good? Are the things that are good just more circumstantial? Are they going to be able to translate to the next level? You know, are strong points going to outweigh his weak points, or is weak points going to outweigh a strong point? I mean, you know, you get all types.
Is there any advantage to having a football player, an athlete who's excelled at another sport?
I don't know.
I mean, do you like athletes who are either versatile? Like, I mean, Brady played baseball. I mean, you have athletes who have done well in other sports.
Yeah, but some do, plenty don't. Yeah, I don't think there's any. Part of the whole puzzle. It's one piece. Maybe it shows their versatility or their competitiveness or something. You know, when we've had guys that have done that, you know, Steve Goskowski's and Lawyer was like that, you know, they end up in one sport or another, but I don't know. Wrestling, Steve Neal, you know, I mean, some of those guys have. I mean, I could probably name just as many guys that have that didn't do well, so I don't know. Certainly, I think, depending on the sport, you can see a lot of times the strengths in that area. I mean, Demps was fast. Neal had good balance. You know, Brady's throwing mechanics are pretty good, you know. So maybe there's, you know, a correlation in a particular skill. from one sport.
On the receivers, who's going to work closely with them this year?
Probably depend on what, you know, what we happen to be emphasizing. I mean, Chad, of course. But, you know, there'll be other guys involved with them. And when they're in a kicking game, it'll be Scott and Joe.
Day ball, maybe a little bit? Or...
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, like, we didn't bring him here to tape ankles. Yeah, he's going to be involved with, you know, different guys. And, yeah, Josh will, you know, be involved with the players. And I'm sure I'll be involved with him to some degree. And so, yeah.
Bill, I know you'll decide once you get the guys on the field, but a guy like Collins, he's done so much in college. I mean, last year he did a lot of stuff on the edge that you guys asked, like, Nikovich and Jones to do. But where do you see him initially? Do you see him initially as an edge player, or do you think he'll initially be in the mix at linebacker, one of the linebacker spots?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, I have my own personal opinion on that, but I don't, you know, we'll try him at different things and see how it all comes together. I think if he's versatile, and use Rob as an example, but I think that's a good one. If he can do multiple things and do them at a high level, you know, that maybe he'll go where he's needed, or maybe he'll go where he's best. I don't know. You know, a lot of times that happens all in the offensive line. You know, you have your five best players out there. Maybe one guy would be better at another position, but to get the best five out there, you know, a guy has to play maybe his second best position. So that may be the case with Jamie. I mean, it may not. I'm not sure. You know, it's similar to where we were with Hightower last year. You know, there's a lot of things that he did, what he ended up doing, and with Ninkovich, for that matter. You know, what Rob did one year and what he did another year and what he might do from game to game could be a little bit different. So maybe that's their role, or maybe it isn't. Maybe they just, you know, do more of one thing. You know, we'll see. I'm, you know, we'll just have to let that play out.
You mentioned the trade for Blunt. Was that a situation where you wanted to get maybe a bigger power back, or just had an opportunity to get a running back and took it? It wasn't anything specific.
I think we felt like we had an opportunity to get a good player at a price that we felt was, you know, fair, good value for what we gave up, and so that's why we did it. I mean, look, our job is to acquire good football players. That's what we're in a business of. So we can get a good football player, and if the price is right, or if we can afford the price, depending on what it is, whether that's financial or compensation or whatever the trade terms are, it's all tied in together. But if it's a good player at a right price and it's affordable, then you got to consider it. Sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't, but in this case, it did.
Bill, was he primarily short yardage goal line last year with Tampa Bay?
No, I would just say Martin really became, you know, their guy. And, you know, when he played. But no, I wouldn't say he's, like, limited in that role. Certainly his first 2 years he wasn't.
Bill, Boharness is just about the same size as Treacy White. You see in Treacy and Boharness?
No. Well, I mean, yes, but no, not really. Same as different players.
On Demps, was the track the reason that it just didn't work out?
We just felt the overall trade was good for our football team. So, you know, I mean, anytime you get something, you have to give up something. Or most of the time, you know, you usually get something for nothing. So we gave up something, and we got something. We feel good about what we got. I'm sure Tampa feels good about what they got. So that's why it was done.
The general mood right now after you complete the draft? Is it relief, excitement, feeling like improved team, all the above?
It's still grinding away. It's, you know, we're working through the free agent process. Guys after the draft, I think that's been an important part of our team through the years. Once again, last year we had, you know, several players either make our team or make our practice squad, or in a couple of cases some combination of both, made maybe their own one or the other for part of the year. But other guys came in that weren't drafted and contributed to our team, like Forsen, like Bolden, like Justin Francis, and other guys like that in the past, you know, the Brian Hoyers and the Mike Wrights, and go right on down the line. So it's still an important time in the team building process. And, you know, we're grinding away at that. I'm sure there'll be a lot of player movement in the next week or so. You know, players that are getting released after the draft, after teams have filled their needs or reacquired people or whatever it happens to be. And then it's, you know, we go into phase two of our off-season program with the players that are here, which means that we can start working with the players on the field, which we haven't been able to do. So that'll be part of it. Rookie mini camp at the end of the week, that'll be an indoctrination for those guys. And then on whatever it is, Monday, May 13th, or whatever that day is, then that's when we'll be able to start bringing the rookies in and letting them get involved in everything. So, and we'll go into that and OTAs and get ready for training camp. So, I mean, I think it's a day-by-day process. Hopefully we can, you know, take each one of the days going forward and make our team better, whether it's on the field with our current players, whether it's some kind of player movement, acquisition, transition to get our team in a competitive situation for training camp. And once it's integrating the whole team on the field in the OTAs, then it's doing that. But, I mean, all those steps that lead up to it are important. So further along our team is now, the further along the rookies are when they come in, the better quality we'll have in our OTA practices. Better quality we have in our OTA practices, the more ready we'll be for training camp. So
the jump for all the rookies is obviously a huge jump, and you always mention they have to catch up to the guys that are already here, that already have a head start. Is there anything about the receiver position specifically that is maybe a greater challenge?
I mean, I would say that a lot of players that have come here, however they've come here, have usually commented on, you know, the amount or the learning or the adjustments or, you know, something, the pace, you know. So, you know, I'm not coaching any other team in the league, so I don't know, you know, what the other 31 teams do. But I'd say a lot of the players that come here feel, you know, challenged at that position based on, I mean, look, we've had an offense that's been in place for, you know, 13, 14 years now. It evolves a little bit every year. It maybe gets modified a little bit, but it's grown. It's certainly a lot. Well, it has a lot more breadth to it than it did in 2000, 2001, 2002. So that means a new guy coming in has to learn, you know, to a degree, you know, 12, 13 years worth of stuff instead of, you know, guy who's coming in learning a new system from scratch with a new coach and a new, you know, that type of thing. So it probably is a lot, you know. So I think that's challenging. I mean, the move in college football to pro football is a pretty big jump in terms of protections, coverages, you know, blitzes, you know, all those kind of things. I mean, you watch a lot of college films, sometimes you only see one or two coverages. So, I mean, that's, you don't see that in this league.
Is that something you've had to sort of be cognizant of, just the idea of you have that volume from the continuity of the 12, 13 years, and being aware of that as you try to integrate new people? Like, I remember when he was at NFL Network, Mike Lombardi made a comparison to, like, Marino at the end of his career with the Dubers and the Claytons, and they had maybe a little trouble getting new guys in there, you know?
Because yeah, I think, sure. No, I think that's, you know, a balance. You got to, you know, when you put new stuff in, you got to usually take something out, you know? And I mean, it's, you got to, you just can't keep adding, adding, adding. I mean, at some point, you got to trim the fat, so it's a balance. But at the same time, you don't want to take that experience and, you know, not take new plays or new adjustments or new things that you do and be able to utilize those skills, because a lot of the players, you know, can do it, but you got to try to catch the younger guys up. And again, we've done that at a lot of different positions. I mean, we turned over the tight end position, we turned over the running back position, we've turned over a number of the positions on the offensive line. So now we're doing it at receiver. So, I mean, I think it's a little bit of a, you got to figure it out as you go. You have a plan. You try to, you know, do it a certain way. But as you get into it and you see how it's going and what certain players are able to do or how quickly they're able to adapt or what's taking longer, then you have to, you know, modify your teaching. Sometimes you modify your scheme a little bit. I mean, obviously some of the things we've done with guys like Rob and Aaron are different than what we did with some of the other guys we had here, or some of the things we do now are a little different than what we did when we had Kevin Falk, because it was, you know, so, I mean, it's, you know, your team's always in transition to a degree. You have to try to figure out, you know, where you want to go, how to try to get there, but usually have to change things as you go along a little bit. Okay. All right.